Yes, Catherine. Well, as you identify and has been well flagged by the Gard authorities, we have seen during the COVID restrictions and lockdowns that there has been an increase in the incidence of domestic situations. And while this conversation is ongoing for a number of years, a lot of the time it's focused strictly in the border area on issues like terrorism and organised crime. But internationally, including Ireland, international research has shown that some of the most dangerous incidents police officers can attend are those of domestic incidents where emotions are running high and there's a wide availability of weapons such as kitchen knives, boiling water, stuff like that. So certainly those are the incidents that our members are needing adequate support and backup when they're attending. And I suppose when we focus on those issues, we focus on the gap that's there and the patchy cover and the availability of armed support units.
And we do understand that while there have been concerns locally in terms of the armed response unit, I understand that there's issues in Sligo that are stretching it further to the limit.
Well, yes, we've seen commentary from the Chief Superintendent in Sligo in recent months there about the level of organised crime that is prevalent in the city there of Sligo. So, again, the Gardaí in Sligo are calling on appropriate backup when they're dealing with situations or potential situations. So we just see this unit in Ballyshannon, which covers Sligo and Leitrim, which is completely understaffed, stretched even further. And as the more they're dragged from pillar to post, the more gaps that are being exposed in the system and what's available.